Hi, my name is Dick Langua. I'm a professor of economics here in the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences at UConn. I'm also a native of Eastern Connecticut, and I've been at UConn since 1983. My research interests are actually many and varied, but my main research interest would be in the economics of organization with forays into business and economic history. The economics of organization is concerned with the question of why things are organized the way they are. For example, why are business firms organized the way they are? One of the central questions of the economics of organization has to do with vertical integration. That is, why is it sometimes the case that activities necessary to produce a product are undertaken inside the boundaries of a firm, perhaps a large firm, and why sometimes are these economic activities coordinated directly through the market? One could make something like rifles, for example, as they used to in Birmingham, England in the early 20th century, by assembling a group of craftsmen, each with a particular skill, and paying those craftsmen individually by the piece. Or one could have a rifle-making company in which the workers were paid by the hour rather than by the piece and were employees. That's perhaps the central question of the economics of organization. What I've been doing lately has been thinking about the field of business history in the context of the economics of organization. The field of business history was, one might even say, invented by the late Alfred Chandler, who was a professor of business history at Harvard Business School. Before Chandler, business history was very particular. It was the history of particular firms, or it was often in the vein of muckraking about particular firms and the bad things that they may have done. What Chandler did is to write systematically about business as an institution and try to explain the institutional structure of business, which of course then took business history into the area that I'm interested in, into the economics of organization. Chandler's argument was that in the late 19th century, large firms arose, and by large firms, in this context, we mean firms in which many different separate activities take place within the boundaries of the firm. That is, firms are vertically integrated. These large firms arose in the late 19th century in the United States as a result of the rise of the railroad, the telegraph, inland water transportation, which lowered the costs of transportation and transaction and made it profitable to manufacture, to mass produce things in some central location and then ship them around the country. This radically transformed economic organization in the country. In his 1977 book, The Visible Hand, Chandler argued essentially against Adam Smith, saying that Adam Smith predicted that economic activities would be coordinated through markets directly. But what we see is these economic activities, these many stages of production, coordinated managerially within the boundaries of these large, vertically integrated firms. How do we understand that argument? I think there's two ways to understand the argument. One is what we might call a triumphalist argument, that the large corporation is a more efficient form of organization than the market. And when economic activity got significant enough, this organizational form supplanted the market. The other way is a more contingent way to look at it, to say that the reason that these large vertically integrated firms supplanted the market in the late 19th century was because of the particular conditions of that time, because of the institutions that existed at the time, because of the costs that existed at the time, and not because managerial coordination of economic activities is inherently superior. Now, why is this an interesting question? Well, it becomes very interesting in the context of the late 20th century, when what we observed is, in many ways, the unmaking of Chandler's revolution. We observed in the late 20th century the de-verticalization of production. Increasingly, think of Silicon Valley, for example, increasingly we saw small pieces of production being handed off to independent suppliers and market coordination being used far more extensively. And we also saw the demise of many large vertically integrated corporations, corporations breaking themselves up, especially breaking themselves up vertically. What does this do to Chandler's argument? And this is what I've been writing about fairly recently in a project that I call The Vanishing Hand, in contrast to Chandler's Visible Hand. What I essentially try to do in the paper and book that came out of this project was to try to reframe business history, to think about Chandler's problem, but think about it now in the context of what we know sitting in the 21st century rather than in the middle of the 20th century. And things look rather different now. And what I argue is that we really have to think of this as in terms of the contingent explanation, not the explanation that managerial coordination is somehow inherently superior to the market. Firms and markets are alternative ways of coordinating economic activity. They have their pluses and their minuses, and under different conditions, one might be more suitable than another. It's my argument that the reason the large vertically integrated companies arose in the late 19th century was because of the speed at which economic transformation took place, which meant that markets couldn't respond quickly enough. And firms were a faster way to respond to the massive reorganization that had to take place. But as markets started to develop in the course of the 20th century, markets became thicker. Markets were able to take over many of the functions that had been undertaken within firms. This is partly a function in the late 20th century of computer and communications technology, but in my argument, it's really in the end more an argument about the development of markets and growth in the extent of the market. So in a sense, you might say that I'm attempting to vindicate Adam Smith against Alfred Chandler and put Alfred Chandler in a larger context, doing it in a way that I think is very consistent with Chandler's work, but explains the paradox that the late 20th century gave us, the paradox that in the late 19th century, lower transportation and transaction costs led to large vertically integrated firms, whereas in the late 20th century, lower transportation and transaction costs led to smaller, less vertically integrated firms. And what we need is a coherent theory that can explain both of these episodes, and that's what I was trying to provide.